You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June the 3rd, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue looking at the coronavirus pandemic and how it is wreaking havoc in many countries, and looking at Zimbabwe, where many of the returnees are found to be positive.
Please note that this is a pre-recorded show, so we are not able to phone in. So now, when we are looking at Zimbabwe, Chonga, in terms of COVID-19, we know that right now there are 206 cases and 29 recoveries. And then we know that 4 people have actually succumbed to COVID-19. And out of the people that have been tested, all of them, they amount to roughly about 48,000, just slightly above 48,000. And then when we look at global figures, there are 6,411,473 people that have actually contracted COVID-19. And out of these people, you know, 2 million roughly around there have actually recovered. And about 380,800 have actually died. And when you look at the United States of America, Chonga, there are 1,832,412 cases, and out of these people, 106,198 have actually died. So it's a critical situation, Chonga, when you look at what is happening globally.
Nhasi nyaya yedu yatiri kutarisa inyaya yekuti huwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi huri kuramba huchikwira muZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika dzakapoteredza Zimbabwe. Tinoziva kuti muSouth Africa huwandu huri kukwirawo zvakanyanya. Tiri kuona kana imwe muno muAmerica manga matunhu kubva panzi vanhu vatange zvakare kufamba-famba. Tiri kunzwa kuti huwandu huri kuramba huchikwira. KuZimbabwe pari zvino vanhu vabatwa nechirwere vanokwana kuita 206 kana 206. Kuchiti makumi maviri nevapfumbamwe 29 vapona kubva kuchirwere ichi, uye vana kana kuti 4 vashaya. Pasi rose tinoona kuti tichiteera zviri kuburitswa neJohns Hopkins, vanhu vanokwana kuita 6.4 million kana kuti 6,418,000 vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kuchiti vanokwana kuita 381,064 vafa kubva kuchirwere ichi. Huwandu hukuru kwazvo Gibbs, wekuti nyika dzakawanda dzarasikirwa nevanhu vanokwana kuita 380,000 vashaya. Tichitarisa kuti pane 6.4 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose.
Kunjalo ke kunoko zvinoka ndavakurira muchonga kuna vantu ke avai 6,418,000 sibona vanhu kuyakupuka zvonge isikati nxa sibiza mafika zona lava kuyakupuka kusiya phezulu. So ke abantu vona lavo 6,418,478 sebebanjwe umkhuhlane umhlaba wonke jikelele. Kuzobuya abayi 381,890 sebebhubhile. Kuqala siyakhumbula sithe sivule uhlelo lolu ngathi 380,000 sokukhwelile futhi kwaphezulu. So nxa sokubuya ke kwele Melika bedlula isigidi lengxenye 1.8 million abantu sebegule umkhuhlane lo. Kuzobuya ke asebebhubhile 106,198. Kule Zimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi 206 asebegula umkhuhlane lo, 29 sebesilile, kuzobuya ke abayi 4 sebabhubha, abedlula 48,000 sebathestwa. Khona manje xa sikhuluma kule COVID-19 lockdown kule Zimbabwe. So the topic today really goes deeper into issues concerning, you know, what is happening in Zimbabwe. And one of the issues that we are going to interrogate today is the assistance that is being given to Zimbabweans by those that are living in the diaspora. And we've got an expert here in terms of public health who's going to tell us a bit about, you know, COVID-19 and you know, its kind of results and all these kind of things. So now, Chonga, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Dr. Metu Nyashanu. He is a professor at Nottingham Trent University, and he lives in Birmingham. He is in public health. And then we also have you know, Ezra Chisaswanda, he's our correspondent based in London. So he's going to be telling us about the Ezra Chisaswanda initiative. He's helping a lot of people, you know, in London, in Zimbabwe, and other places too. So recently, you know, Chonga, Ezra Chisa was actually praised by the mayor of Bulawayo Solomon Mkoni. So we've got a video. I'll play this video, then we'll come back to you in a few seconds. Well done, and hear what the mayor said, Joga.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are on this part of the planet, on behalf of the city of Bulawayo, Standa Okubonga, Ezra Jesus Band and Friends Initiative for donating ama beds as well as Leo Namhlanje, which we commissioned 20 beds to make Icton Grove Hospital ready for admission of ama COVID-19 patients. We have seen over the last day a surge in numbers of coronavirus patients. When we went to sleep yesterday, we had only had 3 active cases. Now we have 5 new active cases to bring the total to 8 active cases. And with the winter coming, which we are yet to be out of the woods, and the situation may require that we have more admissions at Icton Grove Hospital. So Standa Okubonga, Ezra Jesus Band and Friends Initiative for the kind gesture, generous donation, which they've done now by providing 20 beds. I want to thank all his partners who have made this day possible. Siyabonga for the
facility. Yeah, so that is the mayor. He's actually thanking Ezra Jesus for his initiatives and all these kind of things. So Ezra Jesus is among people who are actually raising funds and doing all this kind of business. So over to you, Chunga.
Thank you, Gibbs. First, I would like to congratulate Ezra and friends for that initiative. And that is very, very good, Ezra. I think we also need to copy that from you. And also, I would like to welcome to the show Dr. Matthew Nyashano. As Gabe said earlier, that he's a professor at Nottingham Trent University in the United Kingdom. Maybe I can start by asking Ezra to just tell us a little bit or give us a background of the initiative.
Go ahead, Ezra, in the background. Okay.
Thank you very much, Jonga. Thank you very much, Gibbs. This Ezra Chisa initiative was created in 2010. Basically, why it was created, it was meant to take care of the less privileged kids in our society. We're taking school children to pay their school fees and paying their university fees. We managed to school about 35 students who are actually schooling. Three of them have graduated from nasty universities, but unfortunately, as you know, the system or the situation in Zimbabwe, they remain unemployed. One is already gone to South Africa. And then afterwards, we're looking at the well-being of the girl child. We managed to pick and take away the girls who were roaming the streets selling their bodies, child prostitution. We managed to take them back to school. So these days, we were looking at the COVID situation in Zimbabwe. Therefore, we started fundraising for a hospital in Bulawayo called Tonku. This is a referral hospital which caters for Masvingo, Midlands, Matelan, South and North, and 5 provinces. They refer their patients, COVID patients, for the isolation center, which is Tonku. It didn't have any beds at all, didn't have any PPE. So nurses were saying they won't attend to patients because there were no PPE. We managed to buy the PPE, we managed to buy the beds. So Tonku now is ready to take any patient from now on.
Yes, Tonku Akonoku has been to Uti Uendalele. Was it discovered as Siapambili? Our family was one.
Okay, as I said, the initiative was still out 2010. We can get a bantana abafundayo, in Metsalaba Shelayo, in Metsalaba Gabafun Patamas for fees, Abasa Patalabas of the University, Abatat, Rubatta, Enas, where you have South Africa, Sibes, Ababi, Vashes, the Kai, there was a Kansas, the Eco, Jarvis, Patisa, Lavanava Shopping Day, Oman, the Sesa, Iton, Kubuti, Amanes, Lamat, Kilabata, and Eva Sibes, and over. Abalandelezo ukuthi bazilondoloze ukupreventa imikhuhlane sabathengela-ke yonke igiya lokhu ama-PPE, protective clothing, abayigqokayo, ama-gloves, ama-maski, ama-suits abo. Sizothola le mbheda kayikho, ama-patients alala phansi, athenga ke imbheda ngu-20, sayisa kwaphana. Okwamanje-ke i-COVID le, Icton Grove simelele loba ngasiphi isikhathi ukuthatha ama-patients iwalalise khona, ngobade kungela mbheda olalowo.
Yes, tolo bambe khonapho Chisa. Jonga, sungangena khonapho mfowethu.
Yes, ndofunga manje kwazataurwa na Ezra Jesus Rwanda. ene vamwe vake vari kubatsira nawo vakakwanisa kuti vachiunganidza zvikwanisiro zvinodiwa pachipatara cheTone Grove kuti chinge chikwanisa kutambira varwere vanenge vaine coronavirus kana COVID-19 vakakwanisa kuwanisa mibhedha kanzwa meya vekutaro Fulawai vachitenda zvikuru kuti vakwanisa kuwaniswa mibhedha inokwanisa kuita 20 kwoitawo zvikwanisiro anonzi maPPEs kana protective clothing zvinoshandiswa mukudzivirira kutapuriranwa kweutachiwana zvakasiyana siyana vari kuti vanobatsirawo zvakare vana kubhadharira vana mari dzekuenda kuchikoro panotoi nemumwe apedza paunivhesiti kwoita vanasikana vanga vachishupika vaitengesa miri yavo migwagwa vanga vaakuitawo upenyu hwekuzvipemhera kuti vange vachikwanisa kurarama nenzira dzisina kutsarukana vakakwanisa kunge vachiburitsa vamwe vevana ivavo migwagwa vachivaendesa kuchikoro chinhu chinotendwa zvikuru Ezra thank you so much. Governor Gibbs, you can also bring in Dr.
Nyashano. Yes, go ahead. Pose a question.
Yes, Dr. Nyashano, we are looking at the rising numbers of COVID-19 positive cases in Zimbabwe. Recently, we heard about 40-something, and all of a sudden, we shot to 73, from 73 to 100-something, and now we have 206. And most of these people are returnees from the diaspora. What can you tell about this development?
Yes, thank you very much, Jonga. Thank you very much, Gibbs. This is a testimony that our health system is not working effectively. And this is not new in Zimbabwe. It is a characteristic of any low and middle income country. However, our own is exacerbated by lack of craft literacy and craft competence in terms of managing public health surveillance or systems and strategies of protecting the public during pandemic times. I am very worried that we are having these small numbers, but the jumping of epidemiological statistics from 40 to 70, now to 200. It's enough testimony that our surveillance is at fault. It could be that we have got thousands of people who are infected by coronavirus at the moment. One of the things that is very worrying, Gibbs and Jonga, is how the people are quarantined, when they get to border posts. Right, they are taking people into designated areas. These people have not been tested. And when they get there, probably there's only one who is positive. Those people are going to be infected because of the conditions where they are being kept. So it might be easier for us, or the government of Zimbabwe, to actually consider strategies that are used by weak infrastructure of health to try and maximize the strategies of preventing pandemics. For example, they know that they don't have food to look after people. They don't have enough water. If people get there, they are going to contract other diseases and they come out with a comorbidity. So what they might actually do is to divert the very meager resources that they have to test, fast testing, right? If they have fast testing and they will be able to detain only those who are positive and those who are negative can go and isolate, self-isolate with their relatives where they are being looked after better than what we know. The government of Zimbabwe has no capacity to look after people.
When you're looking at self-isolation, there are complications there, Professor. And one of the complications is that people may not know how to handle such cases. So, like you send somebody warm, you know, from the testing, the quarantine center to give this place. How are people expected to handle that kind of, you know, patient?
This is the point. That is where our government should actually channel its meager resources instead of bundling people and put them in a place where they can have a comorbidity. Now, what they should be doing is to conjure a very strong public health education to the community about how these people can be can self-isolate themselves, probably maintaining the social distance and also making sure that this social distance, they can have also a designated room where they are living for a designated time, probably 7 to 14 days, whereupon if they see that the person is not affected, then they can later on join the family. But at this point in time, we are trying to address several things that affect human beings in as far as public health is concerned. One of the things that we are overlooking when people are detained in a place like Belvedere Teachers College at times where there is no water, these people are also impacted upon by their mental health, which is not being addressed. I had somebody spend more than 23 days there and, you know, is getting this food which is not up to standard. It is like a person is in remand. In public health, we talk about what we call social justice in disseminating public health strategies or managing public health of people. And this is some of the things that they should consider. And this can actually help because they would have diverted the meager resources which they have to try and educate people through health promotion and also to test the people. And that can be better than bundling people, putting them together, where they'll come out with other infectious diseases which we don't know because of the conditions of where they are. So this is quite very worrying.
Tonga, over to you.
Yes, ndokumbira kuti Dr. Nyashano vangotsanangura nerurimi rwaamai kuti vanhu vanzwewo kuti mashoko amuri kusvitsa zvinhu zvamuri kutaura nokuti ndandaisa mubvunzo wekuti tirikuona kuti vari kubatwa nechirwere checovid-19 vakawanda ndevanhu vanenge vachibva kunze kwenyika kuno kudiaspora kuno vasvika muZimbabwe vari kuendeswa mumaquarantine center kana munzvimbo dzavari kuchengeterwa kwemazuva anofanira nge achigarwa kana 21 days asi vachinge vava kuzodarika zvavo tichinzwa vamwe vava kuma30 something days vakagara vachimirira kuti vange vachinzwa maresults avo. Saka ndaida kunzwa kuna Dr. Nyashano kuti vanoti nenyaya yekuti vazhinji vari kudzokera kumusha ndo vari kuwanikwa vaine chirwere vachigara mumaquarantine center mavari kunzwa havasi kugara zvakatsarukana.
Ichokwadi ichocho chekuti vanhu vanenge vachibva kunze ndo vari kuuya nechirwere checoronavirus. Zvino tikatarisa kuti kana vanhu ava vauya muZimbabwe vari kubatwa sei, ndinofunga kuti isusu tinofanira kuziva kana kuti vana mazvikokota vedu veutano hwepublic health vanoshanda muZimbabwe vanofanira kuona kuti vangashandisa sei mari shoma yavainayo kuti zvibatsire kuti kana vanhu vauya ava vanobatwa sei, nekuti iye zvino vanhu vari kuti vapinda. Chokwadi hazvirevi kuti munhu wese abva kunze anenge aine chirwere. Dzimwe nhambo pane imwe cohort kana kuti rimwe group panenge pasitorina munhu anenge ainacho chirwere ichocho kana kuti panenge paine one. Vanhu ava vozosanganiswa dzimwe nhambo, vamwe vabva kuSouth Africa, vamwe vabva kuAustralia, vamwe kuUnited Kingdom, kwoita one anacho. Tikanotarisa ndaichitevera nyaya iyi zvakanyanyisa chose, tikatarisa maconditions anonogara vanhu, maconditions awa anoratidza kuti vanhu havasi kunyatsa kudzivirirwa muchirwere ichi. Zvinotogona kutoti vanhu vanenge vari ipapo pakembi pacho vachatapurirana chirwere ichocho, kwete izvozvo zvega. Zvimwe zvinhu zvinogona kuitika futi muchirwere ichi ndezvekuti vamwe vanhu vasitorina kana chirwere checorona vanogona kuita yainonzi comorbidity, vobva vatangisa kuwana zvimwewo zvirwere zvinovabata votozvitapurira kune vamwewo zvavanga vainazvo. Saka zvese izvi hazvisi kuriitwa. Zimbabwe haina tatingati health system yakasimba yekuti inokwanisa kuita zvinhu izvo. Zvinhu zvakanaka chose panyaya yepublic health, asi zvatiri kufunga kuti zvinenge zviri nani dai vakanga vachiisa mari yavo yakawanda kufast tests neku dzidzisa vanhu kuti kana munhu achiita self-quarantine zvinoreva chii, munogona here kuona kuti paanenge achishandisa zvinhu zvake ashandisa zvinhu zvinozokwanisa kunge zvichisuka achisuka achigeza maoko ake zvichimendenwa vanhu kuita kuti kana vakasvika vakatesta vanhu first test. Tinozive kuti mafast test ari fault, but then anotiratidza vamwe vakawanda kuti vanenge vaine chirwere nevasina. Saka izvozvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vakawanda vabve vaenda vodhichena havo vaya vaya vavabata kuti vanotori nechirwere vobva vaenda uku vachinorecover vasingape vamwe. Asi zvaakuitika ndezvekutoti vaakutova an infectious center itself, nekuti kana vanhu vobva ikoko nevanga vasina vakuenda vachinotambidza kuhama dzavo. Saka kudzidzisa vanhu ndokwakasimba wanepo nge tichitesta vanhu.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano.
Yes, let's bring in Ezra Chisa-Spanda, who's talking about his initiative. So, Chisa, what other things, apart from beds and, you know, thermometers and other things, did you actually provide for some of the facilities in Zim?
Okay, we provided, for this COVID, we provided the N95 masks, which are recommended by World Health Organization. And we also have the three-ply mask for people to use. We've got over 10,000 gloves. We've got a space suit which is worn by the people who are working with the infected patients. And then as well as we bought food on top of that. We actually bought the pneumonia pads, which can, I think the health expert can explain what the pneumonia pads are. So, because those are what are needed for the people with infection, like a coronavirus. So, we also bought some food for the patients. So, hopefully, everything's ready now for them.
Yes,
kunye lembeta lalabantu abagula ngalokuthiwa sema-infection, imbeda le yabe igenqulwa ilayiswa engani ngesayithi siyale lalo ukwenzela ukuthi umuntu lwana isifuba sakhe lisenangani siyaqakanyiswa ngoba nxa ilele phansi umuntu lenumoniya yabe sevaleka. So imbeda yangikhona esayithengayo yiwa bebethithi wakhona imbeda enjalo, yimbeda esayithengayo sesithenga lokudla ukuthi kuncedise ukuthi unikwa ama-patients. Okwamanje itonkubu-ke ilindile ngoba le patient ihambe yengena kweladuku.
Yes,
yes, Gibbs, I want to go back to Dr. Nyashano.
Yes.
Dr. Nyashano, we always hear about this contact tracing. What can you tell us about contact tracing? Because I've heard several health experts calling on the government to emphasize on the need for contact tracing.
Yes, contact tracing involves following up people who might have met somebody who has been infected. So this will involve who are those people in the first place, and that can lead to several people that have been met by that particular person, in which case those people can actually be taken into, right, they know that these people need to test and they can actually go to a health facility and be tested. But this, I must say, it is a very expensive exercise, which I think in the case of Zimbabwe with a very low, very poor internet systems and also the communication systems, because it actually depend on a system that has to be so robust, you know, the one that was in the that was launched 3 days ago in the United Kingdom, has developed. They are at first they were having some problems with that communication. So this contact tracing is quite very important, But if it can be established at the level of a low or middle income country, yes, it's fine. It is, to what extent can we follow up people who will then go and go into to Buera rural areas or go to Bubi? It will be very difficult for us to follow those people. And sometimes we'll be told, oh, they had this phone, they left it because the phone cannot get there. But it is, however, a very noble strategy, especially if the communication is very good. Probably middle-income countries like South Africa can also inject that effectively, because it also runs alongside a very robust communication system.
Thank you. Yes.
Maybe you have a good one, but I'm Shona. I'm going to develop Kuluma to be Dr. Hashan, but I'm going to put it. But I'm going to Sirukunga, nyanzvi dzezveutano dzakawanda dziri kukurudzira kurondwa kwematsimba evanhu kana kuti makafambwa nevanhu vari kubatwa vaine chirwere cheCOVID-19 kuti vakafamba nemupi kuronda tsimba iri kunzi muchirungu conduct tracing. Ndandabvunza kuti vatsanangura kuti vakakosha zvakadii zvekuona kuti vafamba papi, vamira papi, vadya papi, vabatana vakasangana nani. Tsanangura henyu, Dr. Nyata.
Inoitwa conduct tracing muchirungu. Chinhu chakanaka zvikuru sei kana muchinge muchichiita public health interventions, especially kana tine chirwere chakaita secorona ichi. Asi ndinoda kumbotaura ndichiti kana tichiita nezveconduct tracing, conduct tracing inoshanda ine zvinhu zvakakosha zvakaita senge dzirunhare dzatinoshandisa, ende vanhu vedu vanofanira kunge vaine runhare rwekuti kana tikange takuvatevera tinokwanisa kunge tichizovabata. Yakanaka zvikuru, asi chinozogona kutidzosera kusure munyika yakaita semuZimbabwe inogona kushanda mumadhorobha. Asi kana vanhu vazoenda kure uko, toti munhu aenda kuBuera kana kuti aenda kuBubi kana kuti aenda kupi, kuya kune kwatinoti kure, zvinozonetsa kuti unonga wakuramba uchiteera munhu uyu ende hauchazozive kuti munhu wacho ari kupi, kana kuti vakanga vari vanhu vanenge vapinda muZimbabwe zvinenge zvaakuda kuti futizve kana pavanonochinja nhamba vange vachitaurira futizve vanhu pavapinda pabhodha paya. Saka zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru, asi zvinenge zvichida communication system kuti vanhu vange vaine mafoni plus zvekunge kuine broadband yakasimba ne recording system yesurveillance yakasimba as well. Nekuti chimwe chinhu chinotinetsa muZimbabwe ndechekuti isusu hatina bazi rakasimba rinotora mashoko kana kuti zvinenge zvabuda mupublic health, zvekuti tikangotopinda mugweru takutotaurana nanhingi, topinda mubhuruwayo takutaurana nanhingi, toenda kucholojo, hakuna maofisi akasimba akaita inonzi public health surveillance system. Kwete zvipataraba, but zvipatara zvichishanda pamwe chete nepublic health surveillance system inove inoshanda neruzhinji rwevanhu.
Tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Nyasano. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, I think we've got a caller who has got a question for the doctor before we proceed to Ezra Chikasimanda. Kutanga rahambi ngarezi njalo. Ngengeithi kuti udokotela lapha uthini udokotela Nyashana ngokukhuluma kwakhe uthi i-contact tracing lejonga okumele yenziwe kumele kube ne-mobile phone eyabe ingani iyasebenza okuzwayo njalo khonapho-ke kumele kube lamahofisi lapha nalapha awenza i-surveillance ukuthi umuntu nxa esuka eHarare esiya eBubi kumbe esuka eBubi esiya eGweru uyabona kumtracer phela umbona ukuthi uya ngaphi. So uthi khonokhu nxa kungenziwa kuba lula ukuthi ukwenze, kodwa umuntu angatshintshi inombolo yakhe-ke uthi kuba lenkinga khonapho ukuthi nxa i-mobile phone number ungayitshintsha kwahle kukhathe off kumbuye emakhaya lapho ngani akuzwakali khona ukuthi umuntu nxa ekhuluma ngefoni kumbe into ezinjalo uthi kuyakhathazela kukhonokho. So siyambuzwa Stephen, wothi mbisele-ke ubaba lapha sizwe ukuthi uthini nxa ebuza udokotela ngakhonokho afisa ukuza ubuza ngakho. Hold on khonapho Jonga, simozithi uthini ubaba lapha.
Okay. Kambe ngabe ninjani mahlere Zulu? Okhulumayo Musibo Nkosi Mthunzi, ngilapha eJohannesburg, kodwa ngokuzalwa ngugodlwayo. Mina ngilombuzo lapha, umbuzo wami ukanje. Asithi nangu umama usebanjiwe ukuthi une corona. Umama lo unengane encane uyancelisa. Kambe kuyaba kufanelekile yini ukuthi ngaqhubeka encelisa ingane? Kumbe sokumele ehle eme ingane yesihlala yodwa le isale endlini umama sehambe ku quarantine leyo yini? Ingumbuzo ongani yayinhlupa ngoba silabo mama abaningi abanezingane ezincane. Ngumbuzo wami lo. Nxa ngingathola impendulo, ngingajabula kakhulu. Ngiyabonga.
So the gentleman is asking a question here, and it's not a complicated question, but it's a very straightforward question. If your wife has got a kid and is suckling that kid, what has to happen, Dr. Nyashanu? That's a question. And says maybe she should stop suckling the kid. She should be isolated. What happens if that happens?
Yes, definitely. It will be in the best interest that the kid is saved. And we don't know at that particular time whether the kid has not contracted the coronavirus. But if so, it will be in the best interest that the baby can be given some other milk and be a little bit separated from the mother. Having said that, you will find out that it might be very difficult, but I think if the baby has not yet got it, it will be better, and it will be in the interest of public health that they can be quarantined from the mother, and they can use the formula milk probably to feed the baby.
Yeah, we are kuluma ke udokotela ngamzwile mfowethu wona obuza umbuzo uthi kwenzakala ukuthi umntwana enxa uyabe ngelawo lo mkhuhlane xa ngelawo kuhle kakhulu kodwa ke ukuthi asevwe umntwana abe kahle kumele ukuthi akhitshwe kunina abe sedingwa lama formula ochago abe senathiswa nje uchago loluyana elwaziyo ngiyakhumbula ekhaya wakule ama formula atshiyeneyo ngeke ngamenshe namamizwi bakhangazamise ngiwathengisa so ke khonokho ke uthi kuyanceda ukuthi umntwana asuswe kunina kunjalo so baba khonapho ke dokotela just hold on there. Let me go to Ezra Chisa Spanda. So, Spanda, looking at what is happening in the diaspora, we know ukuthi kulenkinga enkulu kakhulu. Ngase sikhangela ukuthi abanye abantu bayalamba, abanye baswela lokuthi benzeni. So, lenzani ngakho khonoku e-diaspora. Ngeke ngabona usulokunye okwenza eGoli ukuthi abantu sebenikwa ama-food hampers, into zinjalo. Akutshela abantu ukuthi yini lokhu Chisa.
Yeah, abantu babona imikhankaso yami ngenza intingela abantu ukudla ngikhuluma lokuthi kulantu abalambile into engizibhala ku Facebook ngase ngithola ukuthi kule dona engibhalele abanye belungu basebesithi we saw your works that you somebody who is working with the people. We want to donate ama food parcels to people in South Africa who have loved you to be here, you doing it. Then because of travel things, I couldn't be in South Africa. Then I told them that I can find an organization in South Africa. So they said I should contact the organization, write to the organization, write to them. So I managed to get a contact in South Africa, got one lady there, Osis Vichy, Nobuhle, got a registered the organization charity. So they are now channeling all that. She's managed to feed 120 families. So they continue giving. They say they'll be giving around 40,000 rands every week. I don't know how long they will go on. So they're actually helping buy the food hampers and giving to people in South Africa. And then here in UK, what I urge people through my Facebook is that people who come from different areas, in different communities, they should organize themselves in groups. For instance, if somebody comes from Mtare or comes from Mfakos or comes from Cholocho, they should get together, organize themselves, and support people in those communities where they come from. Because if you say, let me call it for everyone, it would be very difficult for me to give someone in Maswigo, to give someone in Gwanda, to give someone. So I said people should group according to where they come from. And then they can as well identify people in those areas who are vulnerable, the old ones, people are suffering, and then start feeding people where they come from originally. So those people have been doing that. We've seen the Toronto people have done it. We saw someone from Shabane, they've done it, in Kwekwe they've done it, Bulawayo they are doing it. So people are actually coming up. They say it's a great and noble idea. So this is how they are helping their own communities, because nobody's going to help in their communities.
Yes, okay.
I'm going to go to Facebook. Mina ngahamba yini yini ka bantu obudlalwa ngase bathethe ngise England mina zabaphelela umuntu eSouth Africa sengithola ke charity ka Sisuvich endlela ngibona inika abantu kuhle basebethi yaminika i 42,000 rand ukuthi athengele abantu udla okwaqala iviki leyi wabanika ke osisi bathi bazabuya ngeviki ezayo babesenye 40 so abanjela ngokuthi imali yakhona yimalini yonke bathi bazabencedisa benika abantu ukudla laba seSouth Africa. So siyababonga kakhulu ke ama-donors. Kuthi kunjalo ke ngase sithi abantu base-UK loba base-Australia na ukuze sincedise abantu ekhaya ngesikhathi se-corona, asiqoqanini singamaqembu lapho esiphuma khona esidabakho besizalwa khona. Nxa uzala eGwanda siyitheli iGwanda group bese lidinga abantu-ke labona sithi bahluphekile kakhulu, abadubeka kakhulu, abangela kudla bese lithatha libathengele ukudla libanike nezigaba nezigaba lapho elisuka khona. So lokhu kwaba lula ngoba nxa izaqoqwa yini kwauzabanzima abanye bathi ayi uthethe yona imali kini, but umuntu wakithi ingayitholanga etsholotho, umuntu wakithi kayitholanga eplumtree eGwanda emaswingo. So yiko bani bafake baba iziqumbi ngapha bavela khona.
Yeah, was a good chisa chunga, get up on a foot.
Yes, sir. Gadi and the Puna, Doctor Nyashan, Punto, Pugam Terry, Kips, Punto, and I don't know in Mau Urumu, Muan, Wakanda, and all his deputy. Am I Varupia Misa, Waka, Batala in a related coronavirus and a COVID-19? This Nature of Human, National Capital of Humana, Matana, and Panamoto, one in Guadalajara, and isolation is Matadar. Dr. Nyashano, Tiba Trevo Nation.
One of the reasons, and Dr. Nyashano, and this is good, is the Munana Mazikokota, the coronavirus, the coronavirus. When Vajinja was at Valine, full understanding Kanakuti, Ruzivo, Pamsoro Petuereji, when Vachil Kutsaga, Kutsuereji, Chino Fambase. Pane ma ningia kambu tanga kubuda mashoko akatanga kubuda pasi pane umbo huo unotaridza kudero kuti ruzhinji vana vadiki vanogona kubatwa nacho asi achiite hasha dzatinoita nevanhu vakuru zvinowanikwa asi kune imwe condition yakuonekwa futi ikunzi iri kubuda muvana vadiki ichikonzerwa nechirwere ichi. Saka todzokera pamubvunzo wenyu wekuti kana munhu achimwisa mwana iobatwa nechirwere checoronavirus. Kuzoona kuti munhu abatwa nechirwere checoronavirus nekuti pakati pemwana namai hapana yatingati social distance yet, zvekuti chirwere ichi chinogona kutapurirwa kune mwana. Asi zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvakanaka kuti kuri kuona kuti mai vadero, zvakanaka kuti vachipatsanurwa nemwana pane kuti zvingosiiwa zvakati mwana anga agare namai. Nekuti yatinoti isusu shielding ndekuti munhu ari vulnerable chero zvaitikazvo munozosara muita matest, asi vanhu ava vaviri ava vatopatsanurwa munogona kuzotoona kuti nemwana anga atobatwa achimacho mai vanga vabatwa patazozviona, asi zvinogona kuti pachiri kutanga kuna mai hachisi chabata mwana, that's lucky. And any safe case in public health inotonzi it's a positive. It's really positive to public health and well-being.
I want to thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano, for Francis Peter Gibbs.
Yeah, so, Chonga, we've got a lot of tweets from Nick Mangwana, who's the Secretary of Information. So one of the tweets is talking about what is going to happen in terms of schools opening, you know. So he sent this about a few hours ago. He says, Cabinet approved that only exam classes should initially open schools in order for schools to be able to put prevention measures in place. These measures include social distancing, limiting of class sizes, hand sanitization, mandatory wearing of masks by students and teachers. Then it goes further to say Students will be expected to return home immediately after exams. Depending on the outcome of the first phase, a way forward can then be mapped for other classes, and the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education will subsequently issue a date for the commencement of other classes. So those are two tweets there. At the same time, there was something from the Zimbabwe Republic Police. You know, their Twitter handle is Zimbabwe Republic Police. So they're saying the ZRP urges members of the public to observe that the country is still under level 2 national lockdown in order to manage the COVID-19 pandemic. Only essential services, businesses in the formal commercial and industrial sectors were exempted to operate during this period. So let's remember that there's still a lockdown in Zimbabwe, and many vulnerable families are having challenges. So kanyanzana abantu abanye abala manzi abanye abala kudla lokunye okuchiyeneyo. So konoku kuvele kwenza ukuthi abantu bengani badinga uncedo oluvela phandle. Uncedo lungabuya in the form yale okhulunywa ngubaba uMathew Nyashani, obuya ngezempila kahle ukuthi kumele kwenziweni. Kuzobuya ke ezachisa sibande lapho uyakhuluma ukuthi kulabantu abancedwa ngendlela ezijiyeneyo. Abanye siyakwazi eGoli sebeze babuyela eZimbabwe bakuma quarantine centers khona manje. So ngale eGoli, ngale eBotswana, endaweni ezijiyeneyo sokuzanele ingwe. Sizwile futhi lapha kwethonga ukuthi kulabantu abavela ePhilippines, kulabantu abavela eNamibia, labanye ade beduzane le-States khonapha eFlorida ababuye ngemkhumbi, imkhumbi lapha ama-ship ukuthi phela umkhuhlane lowo khathi sobahlasele kakhulu. Sebebuyele njalo eZimbabwe, abanye bakuma-quarantine centers anjenge-Rainbow Hotel endaweni ezijiyeneyo. So i-diaspora ngapha kukhanya kulobuzima jonga, akunjani?
Gibson Rukona o pa kwiti jambo focus bana ba Nick Mangwana banove munyori mkuru mbadre zvimuruswa kwemashoko vari kuitaiwo kwiti kuti police have stopped the ZANU-PF from staging a demonstration at the American embassy in Harare against the brutal murder of a black American George Floyd and illegal sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe. Ndofunga pakuine vanhu vanga vachida kunoratidzira kumuzinda weAmerica Zimbabwe, pamusoro pekufa kwakaita George Floyd vari mumaoko emapurisa. Saka vanhu nhengo dzezanupf dzaachifunga kuenda kunoratidzira ikoko. Saka ndonyaya iri kuiswa patwit panapa namangwana vachipota bepanhau reherald kuti ndo zvaitwa izvo. Mapurisa arambidza nhengo dzezanupf dzaachida kunoratidzira kumuzinda weAmerica pamusoro pekufa kwava George Floyd. Pamusoro pamwechetewo nezvirango zvinonzi zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe neAmerica ndo nyaya yaiswa patwit navaNick Mangwana. Dzokera zvido kunyaya yedu yati kukurukura. Dr Nyashani, nzira yamungakurudzira nayo veruzhinji vari kumusha, tiri kuona kuti wakawanda vanhu vari kuZimbabwe. Ndinoona pasocial distancing, pamasocial platforms apa, angava matwitter iwaya, maFacebook nezvimwe, tiona mavhidhiyo nemifananidzo. Vanhu vakawanda vanenge vasiri kutevera kana kurudziro dziri kuitwa nebazi rezveutano kuti vange vachipfeka maface mask iwayo, vachishandisawo masanitizer nekusakwazisana kubudirana. Hanzi nemumwe andakabvunzawo hama yangu ndikati, ko sei musiri kudaro? Zvikanzi handingarasi chivanhu kana kurasa mutupo nekubva kacho. Ndizvo zvamungataura pamusoro penyaya.
Maita zvenyu akandimiri. Zvinhu zvinenge zvakanaka zvikuru kuti sei vanhu kana muchinge makwaitika chirwere chakaita sechichi, munge muchitevedzera aya atinoti masafety rules. Zvinhu zvakafanana nekupfeka mamaski muchivhara mhino dzenyu, nekunge wakamira uri kure nemumwe, nekuti chirwere ichi chinotapurirwana neutachiona hunofamba nemudenga, zvikuru sei uri padyo nemumwe wako. Saka vanhu vanenge vachifanira kunge vachiziva zvinhu izvi. Ine hangu ndinoti ndichiwedzera pamusoro ipapo, zvinhu zvakakosha zvikuru kuti hurumende idzidzise vanhu, zvikuru sei vanhu vanenge vari kumamisha, kuti chii chiri kuitika uyezve vanofanira kuti vaite sei. Ndo panenge pachifanira kushanda vaya vatinoti vana utsanana, vanenge vari kana health system yedu yakasimba, vachifanira kunoshanda mumavillages vachiunganidza vanhu, vachifambisa shoko ravo. Ndinoda futi kutaura zvimwe zvino futi. Tinongoti achitaure chakanangana nevanhu chete. Pane vanoti the 1986 Ottawa Charter on a health promotion symposium yakaitwa pane zvisungo zvakaitwa kuti kana muchinge muchishanda nevanhu muma community vanofana kunge varivo vanhu vanoziva kuti zvii zviri kuitika. Haikona kungoti munongouya mototi mangwana hamusi kuita izvi. Vadzidzisei. Iye zvino ndiri kuona kuti sekuZimbabwe. Yes, zvakanaka zvelockdown. Asi lockdown tiri kuita senge tiri kukopa. Munoziva munhu ainzi kwanzi ari kukopa zvanyora mumwe. Taakukopa nezita. Ndiri kudaro pamusoro pei. Iye zvino vakataura nenyaya yekuti vari kumisa vanhu kuti vasange vachifamba-famba. Hapana chakataurwa pamusoro pepublic health statement ine vanhu vanenge vaine atinoti machronic condition. Vanhu ivava havasi kunzi vanofamba. Hapana kana chakataurwa zvongonzi garai kumba. Zviri kuita sei? Kune vanhu vane high blood pressure, kune vanhu vane diabetes, kune vanhu vari kutora manhingikiri one HIV and retrovirals. All these people are deemed to be the vulnerable members of the society. Kana tiri vanhu vane hunhu vanoda kuprotekta vanhu. Those are the very things that zvatinofanira kunge tichiprotekta vanhu. Chimwezve ndanzwa kuti government yaita zvakanaka kuti kune vana vachaenda kuzvikoro. Ndanzwa vachitaura zvinhu zvakanaka zvezvikuru zvekuti vana ava vanofanira kunge vaine mamaski, vanofanira kunge vaine zvese izvi. Zvinhu izvi zviri kutaurwa in a low income country isina any support system. Chii chiri kuitwa nehurumende kuti ione kuti iri kudzivirira vana vechikoro ava? Ndo zvatinoti isusu kana tichiita mapublic health policies edu anofanira kuve robust, tested, supportive of the people and very, very well researched. Haikuda kukopa zvinhu zviri kuitika kuSandton kuSouth Africa muda kuuya nazvo kumbare. Zvinonetsa.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Panyaya yevamwe vanenge vaine zvirwere zvinoda kutanga vachiwana mishonga, ndakamboona hurumende inenge yakambozivisa kuti zvakaita sevanenge vachida maantiretroviral vari kunzi vari kubvumidzwa kuenda vachinofamba kufamba vachinotora maantiretroviral kumasenda kwavagara vachitorera. Handizivi kana pane chashanduka.
Yeah, let's hear what the doctor is saying about that, right?
Yes, doctor, maybe you can recap that in English. And I just say that the permanent secretary for information, Mr. Nick Mangwana, I think some time last month, he emphasized that those who are on chronic medication, they are not stopped from going to collect their medication, including those taking antiretrovirals. And I understand they were saying they're going to get like a supply for 3 months and they change that to that's to 6 month supply. Go ahead, Dr. Nyashan.
Yes, and it's very good when it's being said by politicians. We have people on the ground, but you know, my research has been that people have actually been stopped by police and they are asked to produce a card or to say I'm going to collect medication, some of which is actually being said by the police, it doesn't matter. And I'm talking about people who are actually saying this. And it is also disrespectful for a person with a chronic condition to produce his or her documentation from the hospital to say that I'm going to collect a medication for diabetes. I should not be doing that. And what help is being given by the government for these people who are living down there in Zoa and they want to get to Chinoy, yet we know that there is no transport. How are they getting there? Has the government put anything in place for those people? These are the vulnerable people that we should look after. And this is what I'm saying. Let's not just do a lip service and copy policies from other countries and then superimpose them on our country, which is a low-income country with a very dilapidated health system. There is need for help, a lot of help. taking into consideration that more than 90% of the Zimbabwean able workforce is not in employment. And these people have not been supported in any way. What do you think about those people who are actually getting, who are on chronic conditions? I think there is need to pay attention to these people. If we are to say we are helping our communities in these hard times, this is what is all about public health.
Thank you very much, Dr. I stay on the line. Let's bring in Ezra Chisasmanda. So, Chisa, we know that, you know, it's difficult to get money. Yes. Kubera. Yes, not to lose the man, got to win the one. Yes, so the question in English is, you know, Chisa, how difficult is it to fundraise, you know, for your activities? I think your network is breaking, Chisa. His network is breaking, so maybe let's try something so that we can get back to him as soon as possible. Come in there, Chonga.
Yes. Dr. Nyasano.
Yes, he's there, yes.
He's there.
I'm here.
Dr. Nyasano, we have been, of late, we have been noticing that many Zimbabweans, especially in the UK, were affected by this COVID-19 or coronavirus, those working in the health sector. Is there any change now, noticeable change? Because of late, many people were being infected and some have lost their lives during that time. Is there any noticeable change in the way people are now behaving at work, at home? And also the employers, are they providing both some of the health experts accusing the employers of not providing adequate protection to their workers?
Yes, I will answer this question in twofold. Yes, in the first place, yes, why do we have a lot of ethnic minority groups having a low survival rate when they are affected by coronavirus? One of the main things that has been known for a long time is the inequality disparity which is there. When we start from at world level, at global level, we have the north-south divide where we have low and middle-income countries, people living in squalid conditions, and we also have the developed countries. Already that social divide has got impact on how people are going to withstand the power of any infection which they have. And this has not changed, even if you get into these developed countries as well. The black communities has not been favored by the system. There is a lot of inequality. They live in deprived areas. Yet, they are the ones who are found on the front line, especially when it comes to health services. This is one of their main occupations. And there was no surprise that why is this social group being affected more? Having said that, let me look at what is happening in the UK at the moment. Definitely there's been a severe shortage of PPE in the nursing homes. although they started getting PPE for the NHS, a big part of the health system in the UK is also run privately, especially when it comes to health and social care. And you find out that in these nursing homes, there hasn't been enough PPE, which has affected the lives of many people. And then we find our people or people of color being on the forefront, and they are being affected. At the moment, looking at the people's awareness, yes, people are now aware. However, they cannot negate the social history, the deprivation they suffered, the economic status. That still stands as a disadvantage when it comes to disease infection. But in terms of them learning, people have actually learned a lot. And they are enforcing a lot of social distancing. And I think my friend Ezra would actually, say the same, that we have been out, we have not been out for a long time, and we have not seen relatives. It has all been on social media. And things are starting to get better, not knowing what will happen. Will we have a second spike following the opening up to the economy and opening up of schools? Although there are all these modalities that they've put to support the system, we don't know. This is a volatile situation which can change any time, and there is no robust information as to how this pandemic can change.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Nathan. Gibson, this is what we are saying. We are timekeeper, but you know what I'm talking about, Ezra, not from the ad hoc.
Yeah, Ezra, obviously, because in network here, even answer Kuntegile. So, okay, I'm going to go to the other part. I'm going to go to the other part.
It's not known, but we'll wait to see whether this is not going to happen, because we will see the opening up of certain things, opening up of schools, and these children are coming from different households, and they are going back. And we'll soon see the opening up of the pubs and all that. That will remain to be seen, whether the virus is going away or there will be a second spike. But it's not known at the moment.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I think we are coming to the end of the show, but I think Ezra Chisaspanda is trying to come back, but I think he has got a slight challenge with his network. So, Jonga, I think we can ask Dr. Nyashano for his last word. Just your last word to say, 30 seconds, just 30 seconds.
Yes. I really urge the government of Zimbabwe to look at supporting vulnerable people, especially those from rural areas. They must provide transport for these people to be able to collect their medication. They should also make sure that when schools open, they should not only talk about PPE, but also to provide a robust supporting system that will enable schools to protect the children and the teachers from coronavirus and subsequently the communities. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I think we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank Dr. Matthew Nyashano of the University of Nottingham. Trent is called Nottingham Trent University in the United Kingdom. Thank you so much, sir, and we hope to join you for you to join us again next time. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Jonga. Sasifika maphethelweni ohlelo lwethu. Lamhlanje sifisa ukuthi libe kwazi ukuthi lay is a pre-recorded show, kodwa ke sithi lihlale lalela phela Studio 7. Ngiyabona njalo ke Ezra Chisa Spanda, simbonge la ukuthi ubuyile khona apha ungathenga kusasa Chisa. Jonga, this is Kip Stube in Maryland.
Neni Jonga Kademiri, Drew Maryland Sakari, Mora Sakanaka, Sakana Sundur Mauya, Kutge, Sakana Magara Facebook, Kupase, Studio 7.